Hello, and welcome to Whose Dick Is This? The G-Lamer Game Show. I'm your host, Luke Summerhayes. You might know me as Buster Lily. I'm joined by three other humans. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Simon, and I sometimes play the character Zero Dome.
What the hell was that? Anyway, Smash's dad, obviously, is going to be Chris on this, and also, before I stop, Fallout sucks, Nintendo sucks, Ashley sucks, and anything else that you said sucks, the opposite. Done, sorted, wait, I'm gone.
I'm Mark, so, you know me for the two podcasts.
All right, then, what have we been playing, lads? Mark, what have you been playing?
I've been mostly playing Pokemon X on the train. Pokemon Y, sorry, because that's the only thing I get time to do.
I see.
Yeah, I'm on to League 4 now. I can get to the champions sort of like slightly more than half the time.
Right. I picked them in my first game. That's because I played it like sensible person.
Sensible person.
What is your hour count at on the game?
It's something ridiculous.
Yeah, and yet somehow you're not like this absolute killing machine.
Okay, I have sure. Just anything except the Elite Four.
Huh.
Great. Let's see. Fire Emblem. You talk with yourselves, I'll find out how long it's been
for. Oh, cheers, Teach.
Well,
what
is
that? Playing?
Maybe playing Titanfall.
Oh, yeah. You and your big black box.
Yes, yes. Well, that's what I've been playing on the Xbox One, mainly. Bit of Infamous on the PS4.
Is that shit?
What I've played actually quite a bit. I didn't actually like the first Infamous. I put out briefly. Started this one. It seems quite good. Troy Baker obviously doing voice acting, so obviously that's great. And it seems decent what I've played. It's only a few hours worth. I tried to start Final Fantasy X. HD on the Vita, but not got particularly far on that, and I don't think I've played anything on the Nintendo console for a while.
So, Titanfall?
Yes.
Why are they not called mechs?
Because they're called Titans. Well, I suppose there must be something.
Classic G-Namer nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, all that's left is for me, Luke Summerhayes, to say good night, and people listening. Does anyone have anything they want to plug?
My phone?
Your what?
My phone. It wasn't a very funny joke. I retract it in retrospect.
I'm going to remix it into a song. I probably wouldn't do that, that would take too much effort.
Yeah, basically, after you've had a few pints, or two bottles of wine in this case, you put it on and you know, be...
I'm pretty near the bottom of this bottle, actually.
And yeah, you'll be dancing around like in the, Night Trap video.
It's like, threatening to turn on a Sunday and I'm at home alone and I'm kind of drunk.
What a perfect combo.
Combo breaker.
I need a combo breaker for this combo.
Actually saying that, I've been playing Killer Instincts. If we go back to the road, let's start.
Here we go.
What
happened the last time when we gave like another hour after we finished?
What, I just...
It could be that none of this has been recorded. This could be a phantom podcast.
Yeah, that's no. So, yeah. What, you know, Killer Instincts are former Nintendo exclusives.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nintendo got rid of Rare at the right time. Rare didn't develop it, did they?
Pardon?
They didn't develop Killer Instinct, anyone, did
no,
they?
No, Double Helix did it, who Amazon's bought. And now the studio that did Dive Kids or something like that, that weird indie fighter now taking over the reins for Killer Instinct.
I see.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It plays like
if you wanted to make an argument for Roger Ebert's side argument about video games not being art, shit like this would be what you would turn to.
Yeah, but then you wrote Journey, and then, like, oh, yeah.
The guys is boring, I'm going to go fucking watch action
films. And it's also that could be considered art have sort of changed hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that I agree with that argument.
Yes.
But, like, that's what they're getting at, is that it's just...
Anyone
there's no creative vision because it's going from nothing to person.
Exactly, because now
a corporate end.
Yeah, because it's now this new studio that it has to do what Double Helix, you know, and Double Helix had to do what Rare did. Obviously, they put their own stamp on it because it does play different SNES in the 64 and added new characters, but they still want to, be pretty truthful and faithful to the source material.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's decent. Yeah. It's worth £15. Played it for quite a bit, so can't really mind.
Let's not get into that one again.
What?
What is worth what?
This podcast isn't worth shit.
Thank God we're doing it for free.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's good. I think there's a few chuckles in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not worth spending, like, 2 solid months editing.
Oh, just put it up how it is. It's only an hour and 12 minutes long. So the last one's an hour and a half.
Oh, there you go. I'll stick the song on there, Brendan. It'll still come across quite well.
What, you got a song?
Oh, yes, Ballas done us some,
Oh, yeah, my jingle that I've lost, but it took me too long to edit.
Yeah, okay.
Got, it didn't take long to edit. I just didn't do any editing for ages. I was too knackered.
How are you knackered? I'm doing 60-hour weeks at the moment.
My schedule is all over the place.
And you don't have a 2-hour mute, I...
Yeah. I've got what makes me tired isn't necessarily the amount of work I'm doing, but the fact that I have to change my sleeping pattern around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got... Yeah, but you said that I go from late to early, day off, early, late, late.
I'm like 28, that makes me like the elder statesman that isn't Stu of Gamer.
No, because you've got 2 Grundys, he's 45.
2 Grundys, I am.
I got old school.
Yeah, and, no, that's what I meant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, or something like that, I don't know. Yeah.
There's a couple who are older, but yeah, you are pretty old, I mean, you're knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah.
Might pack it in.
Nearly halfway to 50.
Yeah.
I'm 33.
Yeah, just go out in a bit of glory now, mate.
Yeah.
Better to burn out than fade away.
Perfect.
That
building needs suicide aside.
But you are so lonely.
I am.
Yeah. It's the logical way out. I was trying to get Chris to knock himself in laughing, because last time it didn't work, so I've moved on to you now.
You'll search the headline next week.
So yeah. I'm joined by Balladeer, but unfortunately not Beemo, because he was found at the bottom of the creek.
I think it's joined by the kid of Beemo.
Ooh. I'm not in heaven or hell, I'm so lonely.
Just like Lost.
I was about to make an inappropriate joke about that Malaysian plane.
Oh, I only made that joke earlier today.
I made one earlier as well, during this podcast as well, actually.
Really? I didn't catch that.
No, I think it was when we had that weird noise at the start, and someone said he's near an airport, and it's like, oh, he's found the plane.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, the one thing on Twitter that unfortunately didn't, a theory that didn't get enough traction with that, that the whole thing was Twitch plays an airliner.
That would have been amazing. Yeah.
Did you watch much of Twitch for Pokemon?
No.
I watched less as time gone on. I watched quite a lot of the first one.
It was frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
But, like, he wanted to be there for when something good happened.
Yeah. I was there when they beat the psychic gym, and that was amazing.
I was there for that, yeah.
Unfortunately, I missed the... beating. I saw them reach blue, but missed them beat them.
I'm very familiar with Pokemon Red. So it was like, I knew what was supposed to be happening. Like, I know that came out of my hand. Whereas now they're doing it with the other ones, I don't know them quite as well.
Just for reference, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I was there for the absolute end of Crystal.
When they beat Red. And it was Red from the other one, which was quite cool.
Yeah. But I was, I had it on one, I was sat watching it at work, I had it on one monitor. I was watching something else on another monitor.
I do get it. I watched it and I was like, I'm going to just go play Pokemon Red or Blue properly.
I don't know. It was a cultural event, so yeah, I'm over it now.
I could say that's like the only thing me and Andy agree on. We've soon played and then watch.
Have you been watching Matthew Castle's Expert Super Guide?
No.
Oh,
one of those. Very funny.
The FIFA one especially was incredible.
Yeah, I can watch people play games as long as there's enough going on sort of around it.
So yeah, literally just massive awful game. And then
the beginning in
what game?
One of them was playing FIFA.
Also, you all had it like towards defence.
He was playing against Tottenham against Ram. And I can't defend Tottenham's defence at all. Tottenham are like the play teachers, they've got no marking.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a math teacher, she's a math teacher.
I don't find teachers with marking.
Well, they've been had.
What? Don't I know. So what I saw was AF Remix, and he was playing a Mario Brothers stage, which, to be fair, is pretty hard to control. The
Mario Brothers does not control well, does it? No. So the next Mario survives past that game.
Is that the one where it can zoom out and out and out?
Yeah, like insects. Yeah.
That's
the one. So on the FIFA one, he's playing against Tottenham and he's getting trounced. But he comes up with a great chant, which was, he is noxious, but good at goals. He is obnoxious, but good at goals.
So, Luis Suarez?
I think it might have been Suarez, actually, yeah.
Good guess. But how do you get trapped at FIFA? It's FIFA.
He doesn't understand football, and he's not good at games.
It's the perfect.
And they never, like, explain the game to him. They just dumped him in a game, and they're like, go on, Matthew.
But it's, how does he not understand football? You've got to pass it between your players and get it in the other net.
There's a bit of that, and also the controls are a bit when you first start playing FIFA.
Not really. A passes, B shoots.
There's more to it than that, and you know it.
Well, yeah, plus if you're going to see, like, through balls and stuff like that, and trickery, and...
They probably put it up on, like, quite high difficulty for him as well.
Yeah. Plus, why was he playing FIFA? Was he playing on the Wii U or the Wii?
Wii U.
Because that would have been FIFA 13, so was this last year?
There's not that many Wii U games to choose from. And they purposely chose that one to annoy him because he doesn't play football.
If the Wii had FIFA 14, surely you would have played FIFA 14 so you could,
FIFA 13 with the 3 scratched out and a 4 written over it.
Yeah, I would have.
But you had updates of the teams and stuff, so like Man City had Negredo and stuff.
I don't think Matthew Castle was particularly fussed about the teams.
And Tottenham had the dummies at the back on the boot, in the back 4 in the new one.
Well, on my game, Tottenham have got John Snow up the front, and they dominate.
On the last FIFA I had, Manchester City just 11 out of Hitlers.
So, Chris, you're actually from Manchester?
No.
So you're like a glory chaser, but who doesn't have the balls to just support United?
No, I'm not a glory hunter.
That's right, all your fans...
What City?
Oh,
no, I didn't.
No. Well, we're getting back to it. Why are we on Italy? I don't... Because I brought up about Balotelli.
What?
Where did he come from?
I thought he said Italy.
No.
No, what did he say?
Just, oh, no,
what
I didn't.
Did he say? What?
Oh, I thought he said something before that. Oh, well.
Okay, that's why... you said you're not a glory seeker. And yeah. I said that's why you support City.
That's correct, yeah. back in
the... likes the feet.
Back in, you know...
He's Grey Fox in original Metal Gear Solid. Purple Moore.
Yes, I am from Manchester and support Mida.
So, yeah, who's...
Well, I've never been to football, but I don't really care either way.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, it's against supporting a team, is the Manchester Giants who play basketball.
No, but your point was, you know, back in, like, 99, when I started watching football, and you see, like, the team, like, United, like, well, win the treble and that, and, you know, like, so arrogant and that, and you're like, oh, who's like, the complete opposite of Man United? At the time, it was Man City, fucking, like, Division 1 or 2, if I can remember it correctly. And, you know, supported him ever since.
I was born, like, 10 minutes from White Hart Lane, so I was never given a choice. Like, my 10-year-old sister said to my mum that she supported Newcastle. My mum was like, no, you don't.
Mm.
You support Spurs, or you can get out.
I don't like that. See, it's your own choice. If I had a kid and the kid wanted to support, well, they wouldn't support United, but if they wanted to support Liverpool or something because they liked Raheem Sterling was their favourite player, something, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but I like that I support it because of, like, it's a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a connection. It's like I would support England in the World Cup.
But they're so boring to watch.
Oh, yeah, but just when England win, it feels good because you support them for a reason.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, everyone in my family supports a different team, though, so...
I know a few families like that, and it makes me sad.
My dad supports Derby County because he was a kid, Derby was really good. My dad supported Everton, but when obviously he was a kid, he was pretty decent. And my nan supports Exeter City, where she was born. So.
There you go.
But I always love to see how Exeter City is doing because obviously I was born there, and you know, want them to do well, you know.
Dear Sports, the Gamer Sports Podcast.
Welcome to ESPN Sports.
Let's
talk about sports.
ESPN, the Ocho.
If it's almost a sport, we've got it.
Well, actually, saying about sports, I just had the some La Liga on actually in the background of the telly.
Oh, okay.
And
I got Rod Gilbert on mute. He's much better that way.
Just like how it, but you know, Spanish football, you can't beat a bit of Spanish football.
I'm worried to the Spanish herd for the age. I'm actually not, they're all hairy.
I thought that was Germans.
It's most of mainland Europe.
Mm.
I think it's basically us who are the weird ones.
Yeah,
like, people in like South America look at photos of like Western women, well, you know, Northern women, and they're like, are they sick? Have they got like leukemia? Why have they not got any hair anywhere on their body?
Mm.
It's unnatural. But you know, that was just...
Well, no one likes a bit of Spanish football then.
No. I'm just about that much of football.
I was going to say, it's quite tight up the top of La Liga between the two Madrid teams and Barcelona.
Well, I thought I had the Champions League and the Europa League, but I could watch just Spanish football because...
No, I only watch it when it's, you know, like tonight I'll put it on, you know, like last weekend we had El Clasico, you know, watching that one.
I keep trying to watch the NFL and I just cannot get my head around it.
Oh, American football's easy to understand.
You don't listen to the games podcast.
Sorry, we finished. We're having a chat now.
last time I checked, American football is a game. It's a game on various consoles, on the Madden button, and it's something you can actually play at the sides as well.
Look, any of us do that.
I wanted to be fans playing American football with my friends.
He's still at school, but he wants you to come home, come on, and I'm going, well, Scruffy.
But
we're just really playing like a little bit of an excuse to throw a ball and punch each other.
You can't punch each other in American football. You punch it, you can kind of get rid of it in rugby, not American football.
You're thinking of modern rules.
It's lame.
Mm. Yeah, but American football's easy to understand. You understand, you have to get 10 yards in a down, right? If you don't get 10 yards in a down, it goes to, let's say you get 2 yards, you go second down, no. Second and eight.
It's so easy, isn't it?
Can you explain to me what a scrimmage is?
on what? In rugby?
In American football. It was a line of scrimmage. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
You have the line of scrimmage. It's basically when they start. Like, they would... So, basically, you start the game. Obviously, you have line from threatening. My American football's not that great. But I do know how to, like, watch it and understand why they're stopping every 5 minutes. Because when me and Dad got to watch the Super Bowl, it was like, why are they stopping? Because they've only got the yards. They've only got 2 yards and they need to get 10.
So then, do they go back to the previous line and start again, or they start from the 2 yards, or...?
They start from the 2 yards they got, so they've got 0 yards, right? It's not zero, they've got to get 10, and it's 4 attempts to get out of 10. If they don't get to 10 in the 4 attempts, it's turnover of the downs. So then you turn over to the other team, then their offence will come out, and then your defence will come out. So I'm the New England
Patriots. That hurt. Might just be the way
now. Nothing to do with
So I'm New England Patriots. I'm Tom Brady. I have to throw the ball to a wide receiver. The wide receiver has to get 10 yards. He doesn't. He gets tackled for a sack.
Gets
sacked by... I've got to think I can't think of a player of another team now. Gets sacked by a player from...
It's significant.
Gets sacked by a player
from... That's a traveller.
Gets sacked, you can't play anymore. I'll find another job.
Right, it's sat on top of a great Baltimore Ravens player, and they only got 2 yards, and they go again, and again, and again. They didn't get the 10 yards, so now Baltimore's goal, go. So Baltimore is exactly the same, and you obviously have to get all the way down the field for a touchdown. You know, once you've got and then after the touchdown, you can score, which you get a bonus, 2 points, or you can go for a point as a kick. Obviously, field goals are like... You haven't.
But I catch, it does give me a bonus.
Yeah, yes. So do you all understand American football kind of now? Okay.
I drifted off a lot doing that.
If it makes discussion go away, yes.
Yeah,
I understand it wholeheartedly.
I'm okay on the subject. There's nothing more to be said.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the March Madness playoffs in the college basketball?
No.
I think it gives me great pleasure.
Has anyone seen Captain America yet?
Yeah.
No.
Right. I don't know if you saw my 3-word review, which was funny, good crappy.
Yeah, what's with the good crappy? There's lots of crappy in it, is there, I presume?
Yeah, there's loads of good.
Well, it's good then, it's great.
And it's not the best crappy, it's not the best chance.
How's Scarlett Johansson in it?
Pretty hot.
There we go. We get to the point.
It's also got a guy from Revenge in it.
From what?
Revenge.
Revenge.
I've never watched an episode of it, but the adverts on E4 are hilarious.
Oh, did she play the,
Space Agent 13. Sorry, that's a massive spoiler.
You fool!
Okay.
It's fine. You don't recognise the actress. It's not an issue. But it's not that big a spoiler.
I can say I don't have a clue who she is.
And Robin Schabowski's in it again.
Ah, that's always good. That's always good. Do you mean Kobe Smulders?
Yeah. Robin Sparkles.
Let's all go to the mall.
Let's go to the mall. Not going to get into that because I should sing the whole song.
That's okay. I'll just get a prepared shit.
Yeah. Everybody come and play. Throw every last hair away. Let's go to the ball today.
Or we could sing, is it Castles in the Sand or something like that was the other?
And Castles in the Sand. And Castles in the Sand. Yeah.
What, one third one as well. One their third one. Oh,
yeah.
Of the indie, grunge. The indie.
The grunge one,
yeah.
Yes, I love you.
Because that's stuff in Canada. As you now know from How I Met Your Mother.
Yep. And it all ends tomorrow.
About 8 weeks' time, much better me.
Yeah. I could have waited that long.
Yeah.
I have to know!
Yeah. Alright, well, I'm finishing Walking Dead tomorrow night, and if anyone's watching on Channel 5, I'm like 12 months in front, so, yeah.
Well, Game of Thrones starts next again.
I've still not seen season 1, 2, or 3.
Get it, won't
it? Are you going to buy me the DVD?
Next time, all the consoles.
This is why...
That's why you can't afford DVDs.
Yeah. Or just get it on... Wait a minute, were you saying you've got Sky?
Yes, they have Sky.
They're on the,
I haven't got HD. You've got to have HD to get the old man, and I'm not paying the £5 a month for HD.
You're always 50.
Yes, I'm just 50, but, you know, it's a bit different watching, you know, Jennifer Lawrence and The Hunger Games in HD. It's slightly different than watching whatever is on the TV at the moment in HD.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I went on a day I was going to go to Sky Sports, and it doubled my price, and I thought, actually no. And I'm so glad I did. For that game.
What I've always done, as soon as the football season finishes, I cancel Sky, so you just got 1, 2, 3, or 3G channels, and then 6 months later you get a letter saying, oh, we want you back, and it's like, I pay £30 for my Sky, and I've got everything, apart from HD.
I pay £22, and I get everything, including HD, because I got an amazing deal from the phone shop.
Right, okay, if you haven't got Sky Sports, have you got movies?
No, I haven't got Sports.
Okay.
But I have got HD, and I run Wi-Fi with.
I suppose that's not bad, actually.
I don't think the 22 includes the broadband, actually. I called it off the bollocks there.
Okay, yeah. And plus, I got multi-room as well, so... Multi-room? Yeah, it's only actually £20 if you take off the multi-room. So it's £20 and I got everything.
I've
finished
my bottle of wine.
That's good.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! The only thing is, I never get to watch football on the side. I'm always at work.
That's yours, wasn't it, TV? Or you just watch your match of the day?
Nah, I've got to watch that match of the day. But I'm really annoyed. The Liverpool City game, I'm working that weekend. It's my weekend in. Like, the biggest game of the season, most probably now. And I'm working.
Beautiful bloody, what's the Juve Bowl film based on Dungeon Master or whatever, which is on TV?
What?
In Name of the King, it's based on an awful, a slight fantasy RPG, and it's a terrible film by Jason Tatum, made by Juve Bowl.
That must be like his most high-profile film, if it's got Jason Statham in
it. They've all got names in them.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
I was going to say, didn't Blood Rain happen to one that played Terminator in the third Terminator film?
That's one from Buffy, isn't it?
No, I thought it had the woman that played Terminator.
I think it's
Terminator.
Yeah. Hardly a name, considering that's not a name.
No, but that's like the most famous, who's going to play Rain in Blood Rain? Oh, was it the girl that played Terminator?
Hmm. And
that... But, you know...
Comic-Con.
Yeah, she's in Terminator. Pretty annual open.
That's it,
yeah. Now no one cares. What's the end credits like on Captain America?
Not great, but alright.
This almost depends on two scenes, so yeah. I think...
It's got like the credits, and the sort of credits. And then, like, the end of it.
Okay. Avengers 2?
Barely. None of them, I'm pretty sure...
I didn't know if they hinted at Scarlet Witch or something.
Oh, yeah, they did that. The other one is relevant to this film, but not Aquarian.
Okay.
Back onto Blood Rain for a second.
Yeah.
It might have... Christiana Loken may not have been a name, but it did have Michael Madsen, Ben Kingsley, Michelle Rodriguez and Meat Loken.
I suppose that is quite impressive.
That's quite amazing.
Who was in House of the Dead?
Wasn't it like, I've forgotten his name. Fella from Robin Hood, but he wasn't Robin Hood.
I've got the list there, it's in the real name.
Wasn't Christian Slater in it, or is he in something else?
Christian Slater is in House of the Dead.
Oh, no, I think he was in...
In London's Dark. Chrissy Slater, Tara Reid. That's it, names.
They did the London's Dark film?
Yeah.
That must be awful.
did a sequel.
I was going to say, Alone in the Dark wasn't even that good of a game to start with, and then making it into a film.
What was the, what was it called? Silent Hill films, like?
The first one was okay. It did try to be similar to the games. I've not seen the second one, so.
Alright. I assume maybe because the game well. No, if it's really good, you're doing the adaptation is going to be good.
The one with Jason Statham was in The Name of the King.
It yeah.
It was based on Dungeon City. Yeah. And Chris Tanner was in that as well.
Mm. Huh. Yeah. I haven't seen
that yet. As was Robert Perlman and Burt Reynolds and Ray Liotta.
I've just seen quite a while of Jason Statham and Vincent Farman.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, someone, was it Shanks? Chase the Speed. I think he said that was quite decent, but then only it's just copy and paste Fast and Furious and put the Need for Speed limits on it.
Fast and Furious was just copy and paste Point Break and make it racing instead of surfing.
Hmm.
And Point Break was just copy and paste surfing.
They're actually they're doing a remake of Point Break, aren't they?
I just thought that.
I was
going to
say,
is
it poor girl?
That's
too much.
Probably.
Why not? My phone is so annoying whenever I'm in a Skype call. It won't do anything else.
Yeah.
This is an absolute...
You could just leave it there and then you can use your phone as a phone.
It was annoying. A woman from work who I added and said then has every single day invited me to play the Facebook game.
Oh, I get that all the time. It's like, you want a Candy Crush Saga? I do not want to play Candy
like,
Crush Saga.
I don't feel like I can unfriend her soon after friending her.
You can quite ignore our requests in this game.
They're a different game, eh? What is she doing? She's going back to work. She's tired, obviously. Wasted on
her. She needs to do some work.
I got quite lucky in the sense that I've not had a great deal of that come in on my list, but I'm quite selective about who I add.
I have a fairly, like, people-facing job, so I feel compelled to accept lots of requests.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Plus, obviously, Mark, you're so lonely.
True.
Yeah, I'm assuming most of this is not going to end up a podcast.
I don't know. The best
that's before I just get bored and...
Saying that, the best bit of the episode 2 was you guys rambling on.
I might put it after the end music, just so people know, you know, they can stop now.
Nothing to see here. But nothing to see at all, so on.
Up in a little, stop listening now.
Yeah, unless you want to know how to play
American
football.
I still don't know, that's the thing.
Do I have to draw it for you if I'm going to come play Mario Kart?
No, I think you're still
the
thing. I'll just buy a cheap pad and play it for a bit.
And plus, how will we play Mario Kart?
With controls.
It's not the
elephant.
Yeah, but it's like 1992.
What?
How are we supposed to use that much of the screen each?
With your bloody Xbox and your PlayStation. Back in my day. I think you're actually older than me.
I think I am, but...
I'm the baby.
Hmm. I don't know how old Simon is.
I'm 6'3".
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's come up already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's got a full deck.
I was the old one, I'm not.
No. Oh, yeah, I remember you said you were 28.
You're halfway between me and Simon.
I'm 24, so...
I'm 23.
So I'm a year old. So back in my day, playing the Mega Drive and playing the Farley Superior Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Farley Superior. Yeah. The player's bugging off an English lesson.
Oh, bird! Has he got some bird heel for that?
So, Zachy, what is the drawback from the game? I can't think. There isn't actually a proper decent comeback like in there involving your mother. But I can't remember how it goes.
It's not a mother say down.
If you're happy to remember one, then it's not a good comeback to be spontaneous.
So there's one that goes to that front hill. It's the burn, and it's something to do with your mother, but I can't remember how it goes.
Is all that involved, maybe?
I don't know. But, yeah, anyway, back in my day, on the 32-inch wooden panel TV, playing this, playing Sonic. Good times.
Just reading Carl Pilsen's quotes at the moment.
Right.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, there.
That's a good thing, yeah. Oh, it's good.
It's not a great rule. It's an alright rule. It's the alright rule of China.
Yeah.
Probably safe. Tools, lads. Let's go find out if it's actually recorded.
Alright, so fingers crossed.
Suppose.
Alright.
Have you all got to say bye or something?
Nah.
Nah. How are we just saying?
Fuck out.
Au revoir.